my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Everyone, welcome to episode 97 of my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast, and recording in an area I've never done a podcast from before, at a high school football game. You hear that in the distance. You may hear a cannon go off if the team scores, so pay no attention to that. I am happy to have with me today my friend Heath Hatton, who is a part of Stride Pro Wrestling in Marion, Illinois. They have a big show coming up. I believe it's called Fall Break, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, yes. Fall Break coming up Saturday, October 1st. It's this Saturday night, bell time 6:30 at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion. And Heath, always a pleasure to talk to you. You've been on a couple of episodes before, and I appreciate you taking some time. Tell me about Stride. What's going on with Stride Pro these days?
So basically, we're growing. The last three shows have been sellouts, so we are moving in the right direction. What I like to see is we're seeing the same people every show. So the same fans are, you know, buying their tickets for the next show. They're pre-selling a lot. So that's what's kind of exciting right now, is the way we're moving is fans are buying in and they're buying into the storylines.
That's awesome, because it's continuity, and it's every month. Usually the first Saturday of every month there is a Stride show. The location is great, kind of unconventional, not really seen wrestling done inside a mall before, but definitely making it happen and making it work. Axe Allward, still the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, but at the last show in September, you signed a little contract. So what's going on with that?
So basically, you know, he's been dipping and dodging. He's been champ for a while, and it seems like every time I get a shot, something happens, and he's got this group, Damage Incorporated, which Jay Willington Beauregard has, you know, backed himself with and made a stable. So basically, Sam Hunter, the general manager, made a contract and told Axe he was going to find somebody to sign it, and he approached me in the back and told me if Axe cheated or did anything to bring, I guess, disgrace the belt, or you know, and that I would be the one that would get the title shot one more time. So he told me this is it, so he gave it to me. It's going to be November 12th in West Frankfort, which is kind of our big show, or it's going to be our big show every year, hopefully. And so he said, this is my last shot. And he said, I won't get another one for a while.
Now, the dynamic with you and Axe Allward has gone on for years. I remember in AAPW several years ago, you guys went back and forth. You guys have a lot of history there. What has defined the Heath Hatton versus Axe Allward feud, if you will?
I really think it is the old school tale, where it is Axe has never, you know, he's been wrestling for 15, 16 years, and he's never been the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, in AAPW, he was always he was a tag champ or an undercard champ. He's never been the guy. And every time he has a chance to be the guy, a Shane Rich comes up or an Edmund McGuire would come up. And, you know, and then when I came up, it was Heath Hatton. And I think I moved up the ranks really fast, and you know, he drinks beer and he eats barbecue, yeah, and he goes to the bars and he gambles, and like Heath Hatton works out and Heath Hatton eats clean and Heath Hatton like doesn't do that stuff. And so like it's the perfect, like, I guess, you know, everybody wants to book it because we're complete opposites.
It's the ultimate good guy versus the ultimate bad guy in independent wrestling. And I would venture to say that this is probably one of the longest ongoing and interesting rivalries in independent wrestling, in at least in Southern Illinois, to say the least, because you guys, like I said, have gone at it. Would you call him probably your most frequent opponent, your toughest opponent? How would you categorize Axe?
He's probably my favorite opponent. Mm-hmm. He's so good. I mean, he pushes you, and he has so much knowledge of the business. But the feud itself has, it's always different. It's always been something different. It's never been the same. We've done tag matches. We've done singles. We've done falls count anywhere. We've done a tables match. So we've done it all, and mm-hmm. they're always, and every, you know, bookers that book us together, if we're on the same card, they always, you know, put us together. And I think it's just chemistry. We just have such good chemistry.
And that is important when telling a story in the world of professional wrestling. Now, you talked about November 12th. You're getting your title match finally. What's going to happen on October 1st? Do you have any ideas yet as to what your role is going to be on that show?
I'm not for sure. I do know that Sam Hunter has mentioned via social media that he is disgruntled because, me and Axe are interfering. We're constantly, we just want to get our hands on each other. And, he hit me with a chair last show, beat me up pretty good. And then also, there's a lot, Roger Mathis, he wants a title shot. He was screwed out of the Legacy title, and so he was not going to let Hargis continue on
mm-hmm.
and get a title shot. So there's a lot going on. Axe has been the champ since the very beginning,
yeah.
So since March. So he's held it for quite a while, and a lot of people want it. And, October 1st could be anything. I know my title shot is November 12th, so he may give somebody like Roger a title shot. So I may be facing Roger in November.
How important do you think establishing a second singles title in the Legacy Championship? I know the tournament started at the September show, and things seem to be going well with that. A lot of guys wanting a piece of that pie as well.
I think it's huge. When I started, or when we started Stride in Southern Illinois, it was we wanted guys a place to work. AAPW was gone. And there's so many good local talent between Farmer and Jake Capone and Red Daniels and Tony Flood and Frank Edwards. And there's all these guys that need a place to work. And I think that, there can only be one champion.
Sure.
And so there can only be, one tag team champion. And so they came up with this Legacy title to give guys – something else, like a stepping stone,
mm-hmm.
basically. And I really think, it means a lot. And the guys, the tournament we had was huge, and guys really went all out, and the matches were fantastic. And I think that's going to kind of be what I picture the cruiserweight being on Raw,
yeah.
right now, is it's going to be the main event is, Tony Flood versus Farmer Billy Hills, and that could be a heavyweight title main event
sure.
anywhere else. So
absolutely. Now, you talked about some of these talent here in Southern Illinois. It's no secret at the last show you welcomed two of the graduates of the Stride Pro Wrestling School, which is hot and heavy and in full swing as well. How has it been training some of these young men? And I know we did a podcast also. You've got a female trainee as well. But how important has it been kind of sculpting and molding? And I know that you have worked with Jay Spade, and I know that I think even Axe came down and did a training session with him at one point. So how important is it for, and I know you're a young man still, but a veteran like yourself to be giving back and helping this young talent kind of grow and nurture in the business?
To be honest, opening up this school was probably the best thing I've done, one of my favorite things. When you're wrestling, it can be it can be a bad business to be in if you let it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always fun. And I got into wrestling because, to me, wrestling is fun, and I want it to be fun. And the other night we were at practice, and we went over smacks, and I posted a video on my
yeah.
Facebook, and we were just smacking the crap out of these guys. And it's hard not to have fun when you're smacking, But just like seeing them get up and ask for another one and having red prints on their face, I mean, it's like you know, Spade made a post about one of our trainees, like his fire and his passion, like it remotivated him.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It's so much fun watching them get it. Watching them, you know, we got a guy named Ben Abney who's a new trainee, and he took like a couple power bombs, and he took something else, another move, and he got up and said, you know, let's go again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he took a body slam from our girl trainer, and she almost dropped him on his head. He said, oh, it's fine, let's go again. And you see that, and you forget about that. I can remember when I started, I wanted to be in a ring all the time, and I couldn't take enough bumps, couldn't take enough moves. And you see these guys, and we have so much fun. I mean, we just laugh the whole time, and it's brought back this, like, kid in me at wrestling practice. And, you know, and I find myself, I wrestled two practice matches the other night, and I couldn't barely walk on Wednesday, and then Thursday I came, and I did it again.
Yeah, I was able to make it to one of them, and I kind of was outside while you guys did the match and played the role of the manager, and I loved it. It was a lot of fun, and it really is cool to see local talent being grown and molded into the style of kind of what fans here in Southern Illinois expect. So if someone's interested in becoming a professional wrestler, and it does take a lot of commitment, and it takes a lot of dedication, and it takes a lot of determination, this isn't for everyone, but if someone wants to get involved, how do they reach out to you at the Stride School?
They can hit the Stride Pro Wrestling page or hit me on Facebook. A lot of people just hit me. They know I'm running the school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have three rules that I tell everybody when they want to do it. They got to pay the monthly fee. They got to agree for 6 months. And they're not allowed to wrestle anywhere else until we tell them. So once you graduate, you can go wrestle wherever you want. And during this time, you know, I got, you know, some of my guys booked already.
Mm-hmm.
But those, if you can follow those rules, then you can do it. But like you said, I had a guy come with his son who was 18, and I told the dad, it's hard. It's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had people in practice cry and get mad and leave angry. It's not easy. It takes such a hard toll on your body. It's very physical. It's very demanding. Wrestling is the hardest thing I've ever done. And I was a college athlete.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hardest thing you'll do. And once you get it, it's fun. But getting it is not easy, and it's not fun. And your body for the first month is sore and it hurts, and nothing you do gets rid of that pain.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking some time. Good luck on November 12th. That is happening in West Frankfort. I'll have all the details in the write-up here on jitterymonkey.com as well as my123cents.com. And also October 1st, we don't know what the future holds for you that night, but I'm sure that Sam Hunter will have something ready for you to go. And as always, folks, thanks for listening, downloading, and sharing. Of course, over on my123cents.com, we'll have a review of Clash of Champions. I'm screwing it up here. Clash of Champions. It is back with WWE, so it happened last night. So thanks so much for listening, watching, reading, and sharing my 123 cents.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.